Hey, don't throw that away. They only took one bite. I'll eat it after I take out this trash. Oh, man, all that poor food is going to waste. At least I can eat some of it before they throw it away. And, sometimes that doesn't stop me. what are you doing back here? I can get you a table if you want. You might have to wait about an hour, though. We are kind of busy. Oh, you don't want to wait. Yeah? I don't blame you. Welcome to Missouri, the Show Me State, a state known for the Gateway Arch, the Pony Express, the Oregon Trail, the Santa Fe Trail, and the California Trail. A state with the largest beer producer in the world. A state who is credited with making the best music in the world, Ragtime. Oh, not a fan? that's okay. You don't know what you're missing. People have been known to live here since 9000 BCE. So, you know this place has got some stories. Look, I gotta get back inside pretty quick. The boss is a hard ass. Ooh. So, I won't bore you. On with the show!
Can you believe we finally get a night out?
So what do you want to do?
Sleep.
Oh, come on. This is our first night out in 2 years. We should go out. See the town.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. We could go to a nice restaurant. We could go to the movies. Watch something that is not rated G. We could go to the bar. We could go bowling. We could go to the museum. I know you like museums. There's even an art museum.
I mean, I wouldn't mind going to the Arabia Steamboat Museum, but it's kinda late. Why don't we do that tomorrow?
Come on, Wen. I want to do something.
How about this instead? We fire up the hot tub, order room service, and just relax.
I don't think this hotel has room service.
That's fine. How about we just order a pizza?
Pizza doesn't sound too romantic, does it?
Steve, I don't care. I'm tired and I just want to relax. Get whatever you want.
Sorry. I know you're tired. I can order a pizza.
I'm sorry I snapped.
Don't be sorry.
I yelled at you. I should be sorry.
You would figure after being married to me for so long that you would stop saying that you're sorry when you didn't do anything wrong.
I raised my voice at you. I did do something wrong.
You still don't get it, do you?
Guess I'm used to people saying it's not their fault, but mine.
You know that if it's your fault, I let you know. And if it's my fault, I let you know.
You figure after 7 years of marriage, I'd be used to it.
7 years, 2 kids. When's the last time you had a chance to be you? Without worrying about anything?
8 years ago, maybe?
So the last time you relaxed was when you started dating me?
I started worrying when you proposed.
Why?
Because I wanted to be good enough for you.
You are more than good enough for me, honey. What do I have to do in order for you to believe that?
I don't know if you can do anything more than what you already do.
I'll start the water, and then I'll order the pizza.
How can you just keep doing that?
Doing what?
Make me fall in love with you all the time.
That's my job. What type of pizza do you want?
Green pepper and extra cheese. With some onions, too.
Onion? I have to kiss you with onion breath?
You don't have to. What do you want?
Jalapenos.
You're going to make a fuss over me getting onions, yet you're getting jalapenos?
You don't have to kiss me if you don't want to.
I'll want to.
As will I. Let me get it ordered.
Hey, honey?
Yeah?
I love you.
I love you, too. Hello, yes. I would like to order a pizza. One large, half with green peppers and onions, and the other half ham and jalapeno peppers. Yes, I would like it delivered to the Capri Motel, room 238. Oh, I need extra cheese on it too. About 30 minutes? Okay, see you then.
Well, don't just stand there. Hang up the phone.
Sorry, I was just thinking about something. Is the tub filling up good?
It's almost there.
Hey, did you notice a funny smell over by the bed?
Yeah, I did. Maybe someone left something under the bed?
Let me check.
Maybe it's in the sheets.
Might as well look there, too. I'm not seeing anything.
I don't know, but now the smell is even stronger.
Maybe it's just in the air. I'll call the front desk and you can turn off the water. Yeah, front desk? Can you send someone up to room 238? There's a weird smell in the room. Oh, okay. Thank you. They said they would send someone right up.
The hot tub is ready.
We should probably wait until they send someone up. Just turn the heater on so when we're ready, the water will be nice and warm.
I can do that. We might as well wait for the pizza, too.
Yeah, we might as well.
I'm sorry for this.
Wendy, you have nothing to be sorry for.
I know. I just wanted to have a nice night.
The night is not over yet. I'll get it.
Oh, I'm sure there's nothing to be alarmed about. Probably something the cleaning crew missed. But I will take a look. I see that you were getting ready to relax in the hot tub.
That was our plan.
Just getting away for the weekend?
It's our first time out since we had kids.
Well, I'm not seeing anything under the bed.
Yeah, I already looked there too.
Did you check under the mattress?
No, I didn't.
Would you mind giving me a hand to lift this off?
Sure, no problem.
Well, it looks like somebody has cut a hole in the box springs. Maybe they put something down there.
Whatever it is, the smell just got a lot worse.
I agree. I would offer you another room, but we are full this weekend.
Please, just find the source of the smell.
Let me take this cover off and... Oh. Oh my. Is that a person?
That is definitely a person.
Steve, I don't think we should stay here anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Let's just grab our stuff and go.
If you wait and go back to the desk, I can give you some vouchers for a free room another time.
You know what? Just keep the money. Are you ready, honey?
Get me out of here.
Now, you're probably thinking, why this story? Because this tale actually happened. And you would be correct. But sometimes the legends you hear are the birth of the legends. You see, in 2003, at the Capri Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, there was a dead body found stuffed in the box springs. So, next time you check yourself into a hotel, you might want to check the bed first. Oof. This has happened in other hotels and motels around the world since then. The Capri Motel has been torn down, so you can no longer visit the room that comes with a guest. But I'm sure that more will pop up as they, they always do, right? Anyway, how about we go to a place just outside of Wildwood? Want to ride my bicycle? On the zombie road.
How you doing back there?
I'm doing okay. Could use a break in a moment, though.
There's a spot up ahead that we can stop at.
Good. I need to water some plants.
It's too bad Freddy couldn't come with us.
Yeah, he said he was doing something with John.
Yeah, their souls are painted like wings of butterflies.
Maybe we can get both of them here next time.
All we can do is ask. We all grew up tall and proud together.
Hey, is that spot coming up? I really have to go.
Yeah, it's right around the bend here.
Good.
They seem to be in a rush.
Well, it is getting late.
I guess. I know I wouldn't want to be out here at night.
Why is that?
The trail is hard to see when it's dark.
Well, that is stating the obvious.
You asked. Here's a good spot that you can stop at. Then we should really try to finish up.
I won't be long.
Can Can you do it by yourself?
Why? Do you want to hold it for me?
Just hurry up.
It goes as fast as it goes.
Come on, man, hurry up.
All right, I'm finished. What's going on?
Did you just hear that train whistle?
Yeah?
We both know that this trail used to be a train track.
What are you getting at?
Look, man, I've heard some stories about this place.
You mean about Mrs. McCullough?
You've heard them too.
Everyone has heard those stories.
But what if the train is coming back for more?
Kinda hard for a train to run when there is no tracks.
What about the train whistle?
Sound travels. It was probably coming from another track nearby.
We should get going.
I'm ready.
We should go faster to get off the trail.
Are you that freaked out?
Look, I just don't want to be out here when it gets dark out.
Are you scared of the dark? What? Do you need your nightlight?
I don't need my nightlight. I just need to get off this trail.
We can go a little faster, you big scaredy cat.
Thank you.
Is that someone walking down the trail?
Looks like it.
He doesn't look scared.
Hey, mister! It's going to get dark soon. Be careful on these trails.
I don't know if he heard you, man.
I'll say it again when we get closer.
Is that a walking stick he has?
It doesn't look like one.
I can't believe that you're scared to be in the woods at night.
I'm not scared. I just don't like it.
Whatever. I still think you're scared. But I think we're close enough now that I'll hear you.
Hey, mister! Watch out! You don't want to be out here when it gets dark!
I wonder if he's deaf. He should have heard you.
Maybe he's thinking about something.
Well, in a little bit, we're gonna pass him, so I hope he moves.
We can go around him. There's room.
All right, you lead, I'll follow.
Watch out, mister. Coming through. My leg!
Zombie Road, as it's called today, has been filled with myths of the past and what has happened here. One of the most current and popular stories is that a creepy man lived in a shack near the path and would attack people. He mostly would attack young lovers looking for a place to be alone. Ooh. But he would attack anybody that he wanted. And he was nicknamed the Zombie Killer. Other stories about this path include ghosts, vanishings, and strange noises. Ooh. One of the ghosts is said to be Della Hamilton McCullough, who was hit by a train in 1876. At one time, the area served as a resort, but now the houses sit abandoned and left to decay, only growing the creepiness of this road. Today, the road is only open during the day. I wouldn't go and take the road at night, or you may find yourself with some company. If you're lucky and survive the night, you'll only get a ticket from the police, who are always patrolling the area. The next tale is one that you don't want to sit down for.
Need a new car? Ready for an upgrade? Then come to Mechanics Delight. You name it, we've got it. From pickups to cars and four-wheelers to work trucks. We've got the best and only deals in town. You won't believe these prices. Come on down and let's make a deal. Williams Mechanics Delight, your only place to get a ride. Taxes, fees, and pin costs may apply.
Welcome back, everyone, to WJAN, Highland Park's Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dawson, and today is, you guessed it, Halloween. Now, this special day has been around for a long, long time. Halloween can be traced back to the festival from the ancient Celtics, known as Samhain, when the people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off the spirits. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as the time to honor All Saints. All Saints' Day soon began to incorporate some of the traditions of Samhain. All Hallows' Eve and later Halloween has evolved throughout the years. In AD 43, when the Roman Empire had conquered a majority of the Celtic territory, the two cultures began to blend. They began to honor the dead and bobbing for apples, The church did not like this and moved All Saints Day to November 2nd, an attempt to replace the pagan holiday, which failed. Now today we celebrate Halloween, a holiday where Americans spend almost $500 million on costumes just for their pets. We go live to Grace, who is not taking her job, sitting down. Grace, are you there?
Has anyone ever told you that you talk too much?
Every day. So what are you doing today, Grace?
Today, we are at the Kirksville Baird Chair, otherwise known as the Devil's Chair. And with me is Austin, who has volunteered to sit on the chair for 5 minutes to win $100 of prize money from your best radio station, WJAN. Are you ready, Austin?
I am. It's just a chair.
Before you go and sit on this chair, Austin, have you heard the legends surrounding this chair?
Ain't nothing but old stories we told as kids to scare one another.
This chair was placed by William Baird, who was once a banker in Kirksville. Even though he's not buried at this cemetery, he had this chair sculpted out of cement. People think that this chair is haunted. Are you still wanting to sit down in this chair?
I'm ready.
All right. The clock is about to strike midnight. Ooh. Get ready to get on that chair.
Grace, can you please tell the audience what you see?
Austin is getting ready to sit on the devil's chair. There is an eerie silence about. The trees are playing a musical number in the background. The leaves stirring about.
Can you describe what Austin is doing?
Austin is just smiling, and he's getting ready to sit down on that chair. We're still 2 minutes before midnight, so he still has a chance to back out.
I ain't backing out. This is going to be the easiest $100 I've ever made.
With 2 minutes to spare, let's pause for station identification.
You are listening to WJN, a completely made-up radio station that has nothing to do with the FCC, and we're not held under any rules or regulations, being that we are completely made up. WJAN, 109.1 FM, your one-stop shop for all your incoherent information. And now, back to the news with your host, Dawson.
Welcome back. It is now down to 1 minute before midnight. Has Austin changed his mind yet?
Austin, are you still going through this?
I am ready.
All right, folks. It looks like he is still going to go through this.
10 seconds to go, Austin. Get ready.
Oh, this is going to be so easy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and sit!
The timer has started now, folks. All Austin has to do is sit on the chair for 5 minutes to win $100. Grace, how's he doing?
He's seated and looks calm. And nothing is going on around us. Actually, even the wind has stopped. Austin, can you describe what you feel?
I feel like I'm sitting on an uncomfortable chair.
But Austin, do you feel anything weird about what's going on?
I feel a hard surface, like it's made out of concrete.
There you have it, folks. Austin is not experiencing any discomfort or anything out of the norm. Grace, can you tell the audience what you see?
Austin has remained on this chair and is sitting down. And everything around us is quiet. I don't even see or hear any animals. It's like everything knows not to be in the area. I'm starting to get chills.
How is Austin doing?
He's still calm.
Only a little more than 2 minutes to go.
Do you think he is going to be able to stay seated for that time?
I think he will. I don't know. He's calm and honestly smiling. He looks like nothing is going on.
Is this a joke? A fake hand?
What the hell? What just happened?
Tell us, Grace. What happened?
A freaking hand just came out of the ground and grabbed him and pulled him into the ground. He's gone. He's just gone.
What do you mean he's just gone?
Didn't you hear me? A freaking hand came out of the ground and grabbed him and pulled him down into the ground. Austin's just gone.
Calm down, calm down. Look on the bright side.
What bright side?
We don't have to pay him now.
You're a pig. I'm out of here.
The Baird's Chair, or the Devil's Chair as it's known by the locals, is a common legend in many areas. The one in Kirkland at the Highland Park Cemetery has a legend that if you sit down in it at midnight, or on Halloween, or during a full moon, depending on who you talk to, the person will either be punished or rewarded for their foolishness. Another legend is that a hand will come out of the ground and drag the person to hell. Whoa! Since all these legends take place in cemeteries, it is easily imagined that people would get spooked by the tale. What makes this tale stand out more than the others is that the person who had it made isn't even buried there. So why did he put it there? So many questions. Well, our last story takes us to St. Charles County at a particular water treatment plant where we might get a little wet. Ew. Here we go.
Hey, man. Are you sure that we're cool to be here?
It's cool, man. No fuss comes here anymore. They're scared of this place.
Do you think the government left any TNT here?
I highly doubt that.
It's hard to believe that so much was made here during the 1940s.
Yeah, I'm sure boys blew some stuff up.
Live as if you were going to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were going to live forever.
What are you talking about, man?
Just reading the wall. It's a quote by Gandhi.
Huh. My wall says, "He who learns but does not think is lost. He who thinks but does not learn is in great danger." Confucius.
Who do you think wrote these? It doesn't look like your normal teenager quotes.
Hard to say. Building's been empty since 46.
Man, that was over 40 years ago.
Yeah, okay, I can do math.
I'm just saying, some of these look new.
I'm sure some homeless people have slept in here. Maybe some runaways. Maybe people selling, too. I don't know. It's hard to say. Wasn't that hard to get in here.
If we knew what it was we were doing, it would not be called research. Einstein.
Think he was here?
I doubt that. He was probably in New Mexico.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Are you sure that this place is abandoned?
I don't know. Doesn't look like anything works around here, and definitely need a janitor to pick up all this mess left by people that snuck in here.
I think we should just turn around and leave.
Oh, come on, man. There's still so much more to explore. We haven't even gotten to the lower levels yet.
I mean, I don't know. Something about this place just gives me the creeps.
Chill, dude. We've been in a bunch of buildings before. Ain't seen nothing but rats.
What was that?
Probably just something old falling. Is that what you're scared of? That cat's probably more scared than you are.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Come on, I know you heard that.
Yeah, let's go check it out, bro.
What? Are you serious?
Come on! You know it's just the wind in your mind playing tricks on you.
It sounds like no wind I ever heard.
Come on, that's why we gotta go check it out, man.
You go ahead. I'll be behind you.
Come on, it could be some teenagers. Let's go scare them.
But what if it's not? And it's some crazy people with weapons, and they...
Ah, shut up. You know nothing's down here. There's no one here except you and me.
Do you really think so?
We looked this place over, right? We didn't see anybody outside. We didn't see any cars, no lights. We were upstairs. We didn't see any footprints. Just dust everywhere.
You're right. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Whatever's making that sound, we have to be close to it.
What does that sound like to you?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. It almost sounds like a chant.
Are you sure that no one is here?
I'm going to go get a closer look.
Be careful!
Come on, man. It's clear.
Where is that sound coming from?
I think it's coming from the other side of this door.
What should we do?
I'm gonna see if I can open the door a little and then see if I can see anything.
What if someone is in there?
Then we run.
That's your plan? We run?
Duh.
My plan was to leave a while ago!
Okay, I'm gonna open this door and prove to you that there's nothing here.
Just be quick and quiet. It could be a guard.
Okay, here we go.
What do you see?
Nothing. We just gotta go. We gotta get out. We gotta get out of here. Get out of my way.
What was in there? Oh, shit! I told you we weren't alone!
Run, fool! We gotta get out of here!
Water treatment plant number 2 no longer stands today. The government shut it down in 1946, and it stood vacant until 1998 when, well, they tried to take it down. Like a monster in a movie, the building absorbed hit upon hit and multiple explosions. It even said that one tower of the building was still standing, even though the bottom was completely gone. When the tower finally fell over, it looked like it had died. When the plant lay there awaiting its death, many rumors about what happened inside were always around. There were legends of satanic cults cutting the heads off of chickens. Others involved teenagers hanging out there to do drugs. Tisk, tisk, tisk. That was just the stories. The real facts were that the police would arrest at least 20 people a year for trespassing. And even a nasty story about a gunman who climbed a tower and shot the local pastor's wife as she drove by. Goodness. Police do admit to finding pentagrams and 666 sprayed on the wall and phrases praising the Underlord. But no cultists were ever arrested inside the grounds, and the police just think it was local teens just trying to experience something that they knew nothing about. Now, whether you believe the people or the police is up to you. The building no longer stands, so we can't look or research it anymore. But people of the area are glad that it's gone. And speaking of gone, my shift here is done, and quite honestly, I don't think working at a restaurant really suits me. My boss has got me another, so I'm heading to Copper King. Maybe I'll see you there. Don't get lost.
You've got all these secrets, you hide them in your pocket, away from light, the darkness, they grow. And no one knows that it makes you feel alone. But I know where you're going now, 'cause secrets follow you around.
you've got all these regrets like skeletons in your closet. Shut the door, turn off the light. Out of sight, out of mind. No one knows what's hidden inside.
Hello, Wendy.